There will be more than 40 new faces amongst the 150 members of the House of Reps when Parliament convenes at 9 o'clock this morning. One of the best known already is Cathy McGowan. She shot to national prominence when she caused the big upset of the September federal election, beating senior Liberal frontbencher Sophie Mirabella in the Victorian regional seat of Indi. Cathy McGowan joins me in the Parliament House studios now. Cathy McGowan, welcome to Breakfast.
Yeah, thank you, Fran.
Well, you've gone from private citizen to Member of Parliament in a flash, really. How's the transition been so far?
It's been big, but I have to say what an enormously warm welcome I received, or Indi received yesterday, right across the House. Everybody was saying welcome, offers of help from all sides. And I have to say, particularly from Clive Palmer and Bob Katter, my buddies there. Clive Palmer gave me his preferences, so he was talking about the results of the election, and then him and Bob Katter saying, as gentlemen do, they said, look, we're here together on the crossbenches and we'll look after you, Cathy, and we'll watch your back for you. And I have to say, to have two such powerful men watching my back feels a very, very, very safe place to be in that Parliament.
Well, because the crossbench, there'll be Bob Katter, Clive Palmer, Adam Bandt is there, Andrew Wilkie is there, you're there. So there's a crowd of you. Do you expect and anticipate, and will you be making any moves this, that you'll be working together on things?
Certainly we'll form a coalition, and we've got conversations in moving each other's motions and seconding motions, and we'll share speaking spots and opportunities to ask questions, so we get allocated a group of those. So we'll certainly be working cooperatively, and people like Andrew and I share an interest in pokie machines, and the electorate I come from, the actual local government area, Indi, is pokie free. So we're both also concerned about veterans affairs. So there's lots of actual issues we've got in common that we'll work together on.
Scope to make a difference is always a tricky thing for an independent in the Parliament. In a sense, the timing's lousy for you. In the last Parliament, of course, the independents made all the difference and could really go a long way to getting their agendas onto the national agenda. You enter a Parliament where the government has a commanding majority, 90 seats out of the 150. How do you think that you can not just make an impression but make a difference?
So I think there's a misconception that Parliament actually, all the work takes place in question time and the voting. But in fact, it's not. It's the work you do in the corridors, in the lobbies, in the relationships you build up. And that's certainly an area that I'm able to work in, and it's an area that I've got expertise. So it's meeting people and talking to them on the issues that are really important. So, for example, for us in Indi, infrastructure, the trains, public transport, mobile phones, black spots are the areas. So they're not party political, and they're never going to come really to the vote. But it's actually being able to go to the advisors and the members, the ministers, and saying, well, this is an issue for 32% of Australia, rural and regional Australia. So can we work with you on how that's going to be addressed? So I think it's influence. And it's the ability to come up with a well-reasoned, logical argument, and we can certainly do that. So
you don't bring good ideas into the policymakers.
And have the logic and argument.
I understand you're also in some kind of talks, anyway, with some of your other regional seat colleagues, people like Andrew Broad from the Nationals, Lisa Chesters from Labor, Sharman Stone and Susan Lee from the Liberal Party, to talk about, you know, getting a better deal for regional Australia. What can you tell me about that?
Well, it's preliminary stages, but what we do have in common is this need for infrastructure. So we all face the same problems of how do we get the money into our regions to do the long-term sustainable infrastructure that will enable rural and regional Australia to prosper. So we're having preliminary discussions about the role for the government and the role for opposition, and where is the future going to take us?
So it's whose idea was that to even start having these talks amongst these regional MPs?
I think it's always happened. I think Tony Windsor certainly did that regularly. I think it's always been there, but probably not so prominent, because in the past they had that cutting edge vote. They could when the balance of power was so tight. But so now it's going to be more, let's work slowly on this, let's come up with the good ideas, let's work together to make sure that rural and regional Australia is advanced.
But you are having talks with members of all the other parties.
Yes.
Just on that, because you achieved what really seemed the near impossible by knocking off Sophie Mirabella, the sitting MP in Indi. She was there on a margin of 9%. She'd be in cabinet today if she was still the member for Indi. The Liberals were pretty cross that you won Indi and she didn't. Are you worried about any payback over the next 3 years from the government? Do you fear the government won't be keen to do you any favours, certainly when it comes to your electorate? They're not going to want to make you look good as a member for Indi, are they?
Well, quite the opposite. The conversations I've had are that they're very keen to win the seat back.
Exactly.
And they're intelligent people, and they understand that I think honey gets a much better result than vinegar. So my sense is that cultivating me, cultivating Indi, is the way to get people's votes.
Isn't the flip side of that, though, if you, Cathy McGowan, is the one getting a good deal for Indi, people will think we're going to stick with Cathy. You don't think they're thinking like that?
I think they'll stick with me if I'm a good member. And I think that's regardless of how the government plays out. So I think the role of the government is actually to deliver for Indi in infrastructure, in its trains, in its broadband, in its mobile phones, in its health and its education. And I think it's going to be a fantastic competition at the next election, because if the coalition can actually deliver for Indi, the people of Indi will vote for them. But if I deliver for people as a good local member, they're going to say, well, we've got a choice here. Do we want a really good local member who builds relationships and brings people with her? Or the alternative, and I certainly hope that they'll opt for me.
And no animosity on display yet from the opposition, from the coalition, rather,
look,
the government.
Exactly the opposite. They were so professional, warm, welcoming. I think I must have spoken to about 80% of the government yesterday, and congratulations. Not only to me, though, congratulations to Indi. And there was a sense there of recognition of the campaign that we had run. So I think while they're genuinely sorry to see the federal member, the previous federal member, Sophie, no longer there. They're professionals in terms of running a campaign, and they could see that we did a good job. And people have said, well, how did you do it? And what did you do? And how did you use social media? So there was, as professionals who run campaigns, there was a genuine interest in what we'd done.
It's 21 past 8 on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Cathy McGowan. She's a new member for Indi. She'll sit as an independent on the crossbenches in the Parliament, and she'll face her first question time today. Cathy, what are you thinking about going into your first question time, sitting in the Parliament? You know, the last Parliament, you would have watched it, had a pretty terrible rap. The word most closely associated to it is toxic. How do you feel about going into the bear pit, so to speak?
I'm really glad to have Clive Palmer beside me. He's such a big man in so many ways, so on the light level. But it's I'm looking forward to it. I feel honoured. And I'm so pleased I'm an independent, because it's the glorious position to be in, where I can actually listen to debate, I can listen to argument, and I can make up my mind how to vote in consultation with my electorate on what's going to be best for us. So the actual competition of question time, I'll learn my way through that. I've got 3 years to become, or 2.5, I think, to become really proficient at it. So as a new person, I'll be very gently working my way into that and taking advice as it comes. I can see you shaking your head there. So
no, we'll I'm see. Just wondering whether you're going to be contributing to the argy-bargy as it goes on.
Oh, absolutely. But I've got to do my first speech. So until my first speech, there's a tradition that you don't actually speak. So I've got to get that out of the way. So once the first speech is done, which I hope will be in December, oh, yes, I'm very keen to be part of it. As an independent, as a woman, as a rural woman, as a consultant, as a person who's run an international consultancy company, I'm interested in trade, I'm interested in agriculture, and I'm really interested in a better deal for rural and regional Australia. So, oh yes, I'm looking forward to having my voice heard and known as well.
And just finally, you mentioned your maiden speech there. When you get that, are you going to lay out for the nation, anyone who's interested, basically the blueprint of how you did it? Is your mission to try and encourage other communities and other electorates to perhaps consider getting an independent into the Parliament as a better way of conducting business?
I see myself as first and foremost as a member for Indi. So my job is to deliver for Indi. I don't actually see myself as the saviour of the nation. Oh, that's too big a task. So I want to deliver for Indi. So that will always be the thing that I do. And in my speech, I'm going to actually talk about the vision for Indi. We might talk a little bit about the election, but that feels a bit like history for us. It's moving forward. It's how I consult with the people and how I open up Parliament to the community of Indi. There's enormous interest from the people that I work with about how Parliament works, about how they can be involved in politics. So that's one of the things that I'm hoping that I will be able to bring to the Parliament, is that very strong, well-grounded community voice that's not a party political voice, but it's actually community in rural and regional Australia. So I'll be talking about how I hope to do that, how I hope to engage with community, and I hope the vision for Indi that we want to see over the next 50 years.
Cathy McGowan, thank you very much for joining us in the Parliament House studios. Good luck today with your first question time.
Thank you, Fran.
Cathy McGowan, the brand shiny new member, independent member for the seat of Indi. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:24.